Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Jazz, folk rock, fiddle tunes, world music, and dance are among the free fare slated for the Eggs Made in the Shade outdoor noontime concert series that continues this week. Expanded from 7 to 13 concerts, the series got underway last week and continues tomorrow with Hot Club of Saratoga and continues each Wednesday through August 27th. Peter Lesser of the Egg and Heather Grohl from the Office of General Services both join us this morning with more information. Heather and Peter, it's a delight to see you both. Thank you very much for being with us.
Happy to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Terrific to see you both. So how did this whole Made in the Shade thing come about?
Well, it came about as a way of a conversation that we had with our friends at the Office of General Services. We work closely with anyway, and they suggested it would be nice to have some more cultural events on the Empire State Plaza during the summer. And although the Egg is open year-round, we don't do quite as much as we do during the year because there's a lot else going on in the Capital Region. So we thought this might be a good opportunity to bring some of our cultural events out onto the plaza and make them free. It was originally part of our 35th anniversary season, which was last year. And so that's when we started out, and we decided to coordinate it with the farmers market, which takes place every Wednesday. Just sort of a good time to come out to the plaza and buy some fresh food and listen to some music or watch some dance. And they invited us back this year to expand it.
So it's interesting because you're all in the same quadrant, if you will, but it's all different departments, right? I mean, once you go down the escalator and into the concourse, then you're in Heather's turf, right? Is that how that works?
Yeah, I would say it would be actually our offices, our box offices down there on the concourse as well, right across from the Empire State Plaza. But, you know, the Egg itself is, owned by the people of the state of New York, and our organization leases the Egg from New York, and the Office of General Services really acts as our landlord, if that's a good way to say it. But obviously
we're a partner.
Yes, and partner. And
partner, landlord.
Exactly, and both, actually. But we both, have one mission is the same, is to try to keep the Empire State Plaza and its facilities as busy and interesting as possible to people of the state of New York.
So, Heather, what does it mean for you to do something like this? How does that fit into what you're doing already?
Well, Made in the Shade is an excellent asset to our already very popular farmers market that we have on Wednesdays and Fridays. And so the availability of entertainment keeps people outside longer. It attracts people from the neighborhood. You really get to enjoy that beautiful space that is meant and set up for the people of the state of New York to enjoy it. It's been a long, cold winter, so coming outside and seeing some fabulous entertainment under the Egg, getting some local produce and vegetables and fruits, it's a great, great time on Wednesdays.
How did the farmers market start out?
The farmers market has been in place for years. It's actually one of the few year-round farmers markets in the area. Our farmers market is underneath on the concourse during the winter on Wednesdays and then twice a week during the summer. We accept EBT coupons, so people from the neighborhood who might not have access to a farmers market can come and spend their EBT there. We also have flowers. A lot of people come in and stock up for the weekend on Fridays.
So good stuff all the way around. And that is just one part of what you do. Otherwise, because summer is just a busy time for you.
Summer's a really busy time. And Wednesdays in the summer, not only do we have Made in the Shade in the Farmers Market, but we are starting a new series this year, a concert series, a Capital Concert Series. Working with Saranac Breweries, who come in and sponsor it for us every Wednesday night. We're doing a show. Tomorrow night will be Kelly Pickler of Dancing with the Stars and American Idol fame. We're getting a great response from that. We've got Bootsy Collins and Shaggy coming up on the 18th and finishing up that Serenade concert series on the 25th with George Thorogood and the Destroyers. And that's just the beginning of our summer events this year.
That is so cool.
It very really popular.
And that's right on the concourse.
No, right on the big stage outside. These are the,
well.
That, the
upper... I mean, that's what I'm sorry. Okay, but upstairs.
Yes, upstairs.
Outside. But with the stage sort of on the museum side, right?
Right. People can sit right on the stairs. All the concerts are free, so it's a great family night out. We have food. We have New York State wine and beer that we serve. It's a lovely evening, and you get home by 9:30.
it's all good. So this is going on for the egg, and but going on inside the egg during the summer?
There's many things actually happening during Inside the Egg in the summer. Coincidentally, we also have a performance tomorrow night, Inside the Egg, so people have a choice. We'll be having the great singer-songwriter Patty Griffin playing. And we have a series of events. Our American Roots and Branches series continues throughout the summer. We have the great dobro player Jerry Douglas coming in August. We have a brand new group, well, not brand new, but brand new to the Capital Region called Johnny Swim. We'll be here on June 23rd. Lucinda Williams will be here in a couple of weeks. We have jazz vocalist Diane Shore on June 12th. And there's also the Icoon Ballet Theater does their three-week residency at the Egg at the end of July, beginning of August. That includes a three-week and very intensive workshops for young ballet students as well as two performances. So really inside and out on every level, rain or shine, there's something happening between the Egg and the Empire State Plaza this summer.
A lot going on. Who ultimately are you, I've always been interested in this, of who ultimately you appeal to as your audience, because I assume, Peter, your audience is a little bit different at night than it is during the day, right? Because, I mean, you have a lot of the state workers who are there, so it's you know, you have a...
a captive audience.
I was going to say captive. I didn't know how you would take it. I'm glad you took it that way. Whereas at night, it's much, you know, the name brings in people from all over the place, right?
Sure. I mean, I think that's it. I mean, as much as we would, you know, like to invite all of the public out to the Maid in the Shade. We realize it's 12 noon, and if you're not in the neighborhood and you don't have an extended lunch period, it may be difficult, although we definitely have quite a few people who come out specifically for those Maid in the Shade performances, and they're definitely there for the music or the dance or whatever is happening. But like you said, the majority are people who are, you know, just conveniently at the plaza or at the farmer's market, and they stop by, they hear the music, and they grab a program and come back for more. Yes, and then in the evening performances, you know, as just appealing to anyone who might be interested in that particular genre within the Capital Region, and we certainly draw from beyond as well into Western Mass and Northern New York, depending on the artist.
And as part of your summer festival, I mean, again, at night, anything goes, and you bring in people from all over, I would assume.
We have a really diverse group of performers coming in this year. We talked about what was happening June already and moving into 4th of July. You know, that's the best fireworks show in the region, the best concert. You know, thanks to our friends at Price Chopper, we're able to do this for almost 40 years now. And we're having this year Felix Cavalieri's Rascals coming along with the full day of entertainment and fun and food at the plaza. So we work really hard to create a sort of environment that attracts lots of people for lots of different reasons. So there's really something for everyone here.
Let's talk about just Maid in the Shade for a moment of the Noontime Concert Series. So what are some of the highlights of Maid in the Shade?
Sure. Well, the highlights, predominantly you'll see a lot of artists who are from New York State and really from the Capital Region. And we're proud to have them. Like I said, we have the Hot Club of Saratoga coming tomorrow night. They play the Gypsy Jazz of Django Reinhardt and Stefan Grappelli. But we do have a few groups that are touring, that are coming through, and we happen to just get them on the fly. One, on July 2nd, we have a group called the Birds of Chicago, and they were actually here a few months ago opening up for a group called the Carolina Chocolate Drops. And they're just a very, very inventive ensemble of players that kind of mix traditional Americana music with a little bit of rhythm and blues and really come up with a great original sound with great instrumentals and vocals. And then the following week, we have a group called Old Man Markley, whose name may be misleading because there's not an old man in the crew. It's really a bunch of 20-somethings that get together with a real love of bluegrass and old-time music, as well as punk and rock and roll. And they just put an amazing amount of energy into with acoustic instruments that a lot of people are really excited about coming out to see them. Again, we have a couple of dance performances, both of our resident companies, Icoon Ballet Theater, on August 6th, and we close with the Ellen Sinopoli Dance Company, who's been living at the Egg for nearly 20 years now and always puts on a great, intriguing performance. And then on August 13th, the Food Festival Day, and we have a group called Sensamaya, which is a Latin jazz group, and that will be leading into a whole series of performances that evening, correct?
Oh, yeah. Food Fest is one of our most popular events of the summer. We have over 50 food vendors who come down and serve everything from crocodile to wood-fired pizza to Jamaican food, you name it, we've got it. And then, of course, capping it all off is the popular Eddie Money, one of the biggest draws in the region, and you can see him for free on August 13th at the Empire State Plaza.
So there's a lot going on for the Egg. Theegg.org is the best place to go. Thanks. For overall things that you're doing, where's the best place to?
You can follow us on Twitter at Plaza Events. That'll keep you up to date all the time, including parking updates, or you can visit our website at ogs.ny.gov.
ogs.ny.gov or at Empire.
At Plaza Events.
Plaza Events. Great. At Plaza Events. And I wish you both a wonderful summer. I thank you so much for coming in and sharing with us this morning. Sounds like there's a lot of really cool things happening, and I know people take part of them. So thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Wonderful to have you. Again, you can find out more information. You can also find it on our website, wamc.org. We'll return with the roundtable after this short break.